Well, welcome to the show. This is going to be an interesting episode because this morning, yes, I'm recording this morning, I'm going to be doing a bus stop interview with Lucy before she gets on the bus, and then we'll get to the rest of the show. But in case this is your first time listening, my name's Daniel, and for the longest time, I thought that I was the most ordinary dad in the entire world. But this is my journey to see the extra in my ordinary life. Let's jump in. All right, so like I said, we're doing a bus stop interview, and you're probably going to hear a few cars going by, but I am here with one of my four favorite people in the entire world, Lucy Goose, the reason I grew up. But say hello, Lucy.
Hi.
So Lucy just came back on a trip. I know you guys know that we went to see Peppa Pig, and we went to Legoland while she was out of town because she is too grown for Peppa Pig Park and Legoland. But Lucy, where were you?
Oregon and California.
Oregon and California. And while you were on your trip, what was the favorite thing that you saw?
The redwood trees.
The redwood trees? Okay, and hold on. What was the coolest thing about the redwood trees?
The tallest redwood tree is taller than the Empire State Building.
That's pretty cool. And I did not know that. Okay, while you were on your trip, what was your favorite thing that you ate?
This coffee that had boba in it.
Boba coffee? You ate boba coffee?
Well, I drank it.
Okay, and let's see. Your favorite thing was redwood trees. You had boba coffee. Oh, and Texas Roadhouse. Texas Roadhouse is pretty amazing, but Texas Roadhouse is like a food you can also get in Florida, so I like your...
We went to this one place, and they made their own root beer from scratch.
That's pretty cool. I bet that would be neat.
Huh? And they had really good chicken tenders.
Of course, chicken tenders. All right, and there was one more question I was going to ask you. I asked you your favorite food, I asked you your favorite thing you saw, and what was your favorite thing about the place you stayed?
It had an indoor pool.
That actually is really cool. I like the places with indoor pools. Is there anything else about your trip that you want to share with everybody and say that was neat? Negative. We just got a head shake. Your bus is coming, by the way. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to follow you to the bus stop talking to you like I'm a reporter the entire time?
No.
Tell everyone bye. Love you. So that interview wasn't very long, but I really enjoy seeing Lucy get out and actually talk on a microphone. Before, when we first started this journey, she would not even get on the mic or really act like she wanted to do anything involving a microphone or anything where people could actually hear her. So for her to step out and get on the microphone is pretty cool. She's growing up. She's very smart. I think right now her lowest grade in school is like a 96 or 94, which I can't even fathom being in sixth grade and still having 100 in a couple of her classes. I'm like, how do you do that? Especially considering that I was involved in you being here, because I was smart, but I never had straight A's. My dad used to always say that my brother and sister were smart at school and I was smart on the bus. And I get that because my grades reflected that, but I've always been okay in situations, kind of like on the bus situations. But I'm proud of Lucy. She almost missed the bus, so I need to be a little careful if I do a bus stop interview again, because we were sitting on the front porch and we heard the bus coming and she just took off running to try and catch the bus, which was pretty funny to watch. But I know the podcast is actually going to drop a day later than usual, but that is because I really wanted to have a few minutes to talk with her and to get her on here. And I planned on recording Monday night when she got home. And we were just up too late to really be staying up late with the kids. And then I wanted to record Tuesday night, and same deal. It just ended up being late. This week, Bear on Monday, we normally have Monday night was piano lessons. Thursday night is soccer. Lucy signed up for volleyball, so I got to figure out when her practices are. And then we'll have games for both of them spread out in between. Winnie's along for the ride doing her thing. But this week, soccer was moved to Monday, so then it's piano and soccer on Monday nights. And we decided that soccer was going to keep, practice was going to keep being on Mondays, which works out because that's a day I'm off of work. And I found myself as an assistant coach, which is really fun, and I actually missed it. I didn't realize how much I missed coaching until I got back on the field and was helping Coach Freddie coach the team. I played 16 seasons of soccer and then coached 5 or 6 teams later after I finished playing. So this is kind of just like getting back on a bicycle. I remember the last time Bear played soccer, I had a hard time being on the sidelines because I wanted to just like give direction to the team the whole time when I was in the parent section, supposed to be sitting in my chair. So this at least gives me an excuse for the games that I can make because now I'm Tuesday through Saturday, so I won't be able to make every game, but we have a really good support crew and he'll have cheerleaders there. Same with Lucy on any games that I can't make, but I'm going to try and make every evening game that I can and every game that I possibly can make, even if it puts me a couple minutes late, I'm still going to try and make that because it's important to be there. But this gives me an opportunity to actually yell the things that I wanted to yell and maybe have them listen to me, like yelling at them to communicate and not all run to the ball and look like a big amoeba. But it's really fun. I realized that I'm a little out of shape when I got out there jogging with those kids and playing and running. But it was really fun. I've enjoyed every second of it so far, and we're just 2 practices into the season, so it's nice. Last week, or Monday, at the end of practice, I decided that while the kids were running their sprints, I was going to run with them. And I regretted the decision about halfway through because they were running really far away and I was really tired. I should have jumped in there at like the back half so I still had some gas and I looked fast for the kids. But I realized that this 35, almost 36-year-old body does not do things the same way it did when it was 16, 17, 18 years old. Because I used to be able to get out and run all day, and now I can get out, and I'm like, oh, yep, Coach Daniel needs a little break. You guys go ahead. I'm gonna sit down right here. But life has been really good. I'm really glad that we've had the podcast back every week, and I've been able to spend time and talk to you. In that first section, you're going to hear our wind chimes and cars driving by because we were outside waiting on the bus. And that's a moment that I'm going to remember with Lucy forever because I enjoy just sitting outside and talking to her. We were outside early because Tuesday morning, someone missed the bus and she blames me. I blame the person who has been getting on the bus all year, which is her. But actually, the answer is somewhere in the middle. We have an app that tracks where her bus is. So her bus driver lives a little bit down the street. Every morning while she finishes up getting ready, our typical routine is that I fill her water bottle up and then I track the bus. And she was like, Dad, where's the bus at? So I gave her the bus update. And then I was also trying to get lunches packed for Bear and Winnie. And I just got completely sidetracked and didn't look at the bus again, even though I told her, I was like, hey, it's on and it's at her house, which is usually keyword for bus is on, so I need to start moving outside because she's literally right down the street. And I looked back down as I was like in the refrigerator doing stuff and the bus was already past our house. We're like, oh no. But the good thing is the bus drives by twice. So Lucy runs outside and I'm like, okay, well, we're going to catch the bus when it comes back by. And she was standing out at the end of the street waving her hands and the bus just went right on by. So Tuesday morning, she was late for school because our rule is if you miss the bus, you ride with me to take everybody else to school, and then I take you. Because it is a lot harder to get the littles up earlier, because she has to be at school like an hour earlier, hour and a half earlier than they do. And have everybody there early, come back home, get everybody else out of the car, ready, get them to school, then get me to work. So we did all leave early, because we have extended day where we could drop kids off early. St. Lucy was only about 30 minutes late for school, but she did have to be late, and she was not a fan. So this morning, we were sitting outside with bells on, but still almost very narrowly got on the bus again. She had to run to the end of the driveway because we were sitting there talking, and then we saw the flashing lights of the bus coming. We're like, oh, no. And you hear that as she's running off in the interview. But today is going to be one of our shorter episodes to where we just sit and talk for a few minutes. Every once in a while, it's nice to have a short conversation. And like I've said, I always kind of want the platform to be just a conversation between friends, because I know that everything going on in this world is absolutely insane. Like, I've tried my very best this election cycle not to listen to the news as much, because I got way too into it in 2016, and I ended up just spending too much time focused on politics and on news, and to the point that I was arguing with people, and I didn't like that version of me. I don't like the version of me that argues. Like, if you know me and you spend any time around me, it's easy to tell where I stand and where I'm going to vote. And if you don't know me, then I don't necessarily have to share my opinion with you on things. Things of that matter. There are much more important things that we can talk about. Way more important things that we can talk about other than politics. But every once in a while, like once every other week or so, I'll listen to a political podcast, and I just listened, but they were talking more about the news that's going on, and I see it when I scroll through social media. People being arrested, houses being gone through, and there's just all kinds of craziness going on in the world, in Hollywood, in figures that we grew up with, and then you have all these scandals coming out that I don't even know what to say. I'm happy that we just have conversations and this isn't a news platform where we discuss world news, because the world is sad and the world is scary and the world has so much going on that I wouldn't even know how to respond or how to discuss half of the things that are going on. The only thing that I can say is no matter what happens, I always find refuge in Jesus. Always find refuge in knowing that God loves you and that His blood has covered you, and because of His sacrifice, you have an opportunity to go to heaven. And that this crazy world, as amazing and extra and scary and exciting and sad as it can be sometimes, is just a vapor. And all of this will go by faster than you can imagine. All of the trials and tribulation, even the joy and the things that we have in our lives will breeze by before you know it. And one day we're all going to be old. And we're all going to be looking back on our lives and saying that, wow, these places I spent my time, were they worth it? Were they worth my time? And hopefully the answer to that is yes, because hopefully you've been investing your time wisely and you've been putting your time into people and into things that you really care about and not wasting your time on things that don't really matter to you. Not saying that other people's lives don't matter, but to be so focused on what's going on with other people's lives that you forget to live your own is not a place where you want to be. I had a little taste of that before and I don't like it. And I know that if you look back on times when you've gotten so invested in other people's lives that you forget your own, that you probably wouldn't like it either. But I have got two fat cats scratching the back door telling me that it's morning time and they're ready for their food. So I'm going to pray for you and we're going to jump off here. I hope you guys have a great week and I can't wait to sit and talk with you again next week. But I love you. God loves you, and you should love you too. God, thank you for this day and everything you've given us. I thank you for my friends, and I just ask that you be with them, and you know every need that they have. Help us to have a good week. Help us to focus on you and the things that are important in our lives, and just help us to draw closer to you in everything that we do, and to shine your light better than we could before. Let everything we say reflect you, And God, in the moments when we don't reflect you, remind us of who you are and remind us of your importance in our life and your importance to everyone's lives around and how much you love them and how much you need them and how much you count on us to spread your word and to be your representation here on earth. It's in your precious name I pray. Amen. Love you guys.
Thank you for listening, guys.
We'll see you next time. We love you.